Well, I mean, his the situation with him is he's in Leverkusen in Germany at the moment, and he went straight from I'm trying to remember all the cities he's been in recent times, but he was in Karlstad in Sweden, and he's gone from Karlstad down into Leverkusen, and he runs Sunday in Leverkusen, and hopefully will be a sharp race, and that'll be his final shot at a big time race before the Olympic Games. Now, it's also important to relate. He currently is in 47th position in the ranking lists. 48 people qualify in that event. So, he's very aware that he needs to keep his ranking strong, and as a result, this is why he's in Leverkusen
Yeah,
rather than do the
he need
nationals.
to do another 145 there, then Patsy. No matter if he gets as far as 0.2, as long as it was in that 145 range.
Well, he needs to run. He needs to really run down there in that 44-45 area. 145-20 is the standard. So I mean, ideally needs to break 145-20.
Right. Okay. So it's not 100% guaranteed then that he's going to the Olympics as we speak, then, Patsy, is it?
Well, see, nothing is because there's still a few days of qualification left for everybody. Now, he is in a qualifying position. That's very important to say that, but you just have to wait. Wait out. Now, we got a bit of a surprise over last weekend because there was a very fast race in Poland. Two or three more qualifiers came out of that race. And we're just watching the scene, particularly in America and in Europe, So, now also it has to be said as well that there are a number of athletes in that qualification 48 list that haven't ran for a couple of years. So will they be taken out of it or will they be left in it? It's just getting down to the, as they say now in the modern terms, get the squeaky bum time. Now it's getting really serious. To see how it'll all fall down now in the next couple of days.
Okay, we'll wait to see what happens over the weekend in relation to Mark English.
Absolutely,
We'll hold
absolutely.
your
See,
fingers
you see,
crossed.
just sorry for interrupting, Oisin, but it's just to make the point. To run in the nationals, when we discussed this, to run in the nationals, it's very unlikely. Mark English would be favourite to win the nationals, and he has won national after national after national. And that would gain him 100 points, but it wouldn't get him the fast time we figure. So this is why he's in Leverkusen.
Yeah. Can he break? Is he capable of getting that 145.2?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sure, if in the last night in Karlstad, only for atrocious weather, nobody to really go head to head with him. He won the race easy, and he was only a couple of bits of a second off it. So I mean, he just needs somebody to drag him round, and then he kicks off the bend and he goes for the line. That didn't happen in Karlstad because he was a quality athlete in the race, on form on the night, and nobody to challenge him.
Will he have somebody to put to pull him around come the weekend in Germany? Is there a
Yes,
runner there to do that?
and said they're setting that up. Yeah.